I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a Division III swimmer with Division I times. But first, some colleges take the phrase student-athlete more seriously than others do. A program recently introduced at the University of Kansas suggests that athletes who are thinking about skipping class there better get used to being watched by Big Brother, or at least by old guys. The university has hired senior citizens to make sure the athletes are remembering to be students. Hannah Karp has written about the program for the Wall Street Journal, and she joins me now on the phone from New York. Hannah, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you so much.
Lots of colleges and universities hire students to monitor the academic behavior of student athletes. Kansas used to do that, too. Why did they switch to senior citizen monitors?
Well, they started to notice that not all of their reports were adding up. They might cross-check them with some professors, and they started to realize that some of the students weren't going to class either and were just marking all the athletes down, or, you know, the athletes would ask them, hey, let me slide, you know, and because these guys are pretty popular on campus, it was sort of an easy sell. So one of the associate athletic directors decided to bring in a retired police officer who had also been in the Marine Corps.
Whoa.
So he was pretty tough. He's now in his 70s, and he leads a community workout, actually, a sort of boot camp in Lawrence, Kansas. And he started recruiting some of his older friends that had retired and didn't have much else to do. This is a great job for them because they get to walk all around campus and get some exercise and feel like they're doing something important, which they are. And so then when he brought in some helpers, they started really monitoring their student checkers, and they found out that they really were unreliable on the whole, so they did away with student checkers altogether.
So the senior citizens are less susceptible to student athletes saying, hey, I'll toss you a couple of tickets if you don't mention that I'm not going to class.
Yeah, that's what they say. They actually do get an allotment of tickets for every game to prevent that.
Now, who are these seniors beyond being members of a fitness class? Are they volunteers, or they get paid, or what? How does that work?
They do get paid. It's not a whole lot of money. I think they do it more for fun, but they do get paid. They have a range of careers. One was a retired PE teacher, one was a retired truck driver, one used to be a child psychologist. It really runs the gamut.
So I take it that this program is working pretty well.
It seems to be, yeah. Kansas has one of the highest academic success rates in the country, so they are doing relatively well. Maryland, though, they still believe in their student checkers, and when I spoke with one of the associate athletic directors there, she mentioned that she might not trust senior citizens with the task because they are some of Maryland's most rabid fans.
They'd be the ones who'd let the athlete slide if there was an eligibility problem. Well, the program in Kansas is meant to ensure that all of KU's student athletes attend class, but the Jayhawks are the nation's number two men's basketball team. If a monitor reports that a basketball player has not been showing up for class, what happens in the way of punishment?
I think the punishment varies. It really is on a case-by-case basis. I think eventually, if it's too big of a problem, the athlete's suspended for a certain amount of time. But it's really on a case-by-case basis, and not everyone gets checked on. It's only the athletes that are identified as being at risk. Usually it's more freshmen than seniors.
Well, I understand that on at least one occasion, a professor has not responded positively to a mysterious old man lurking in the hall and peeking through his classroom window.
Right. When they first started the program, you know, they didn't put out a memo, so it was a shock to some of the professors who were noticing these people just peering in through the windows and kind of hanging out. I mean, security is a big issue these days.
Sure.
So one professor called her husband in a panic because she noticed a stranger outside. But now I think everyone's pretty used to these checkers, and they're not really supposed to come inside the classroom, so they're not too much of a nuisance.
I gather from your article that the reason that they not only check whether students come into class but also look through the windows is they want to make sure the students remain awake in class.
Yeah, that was another problem they were noticing with the student checkers. I mean, it's easy to just make sure the students are going into the classroom, but then when the elderly ones first started, they would check them in and then, you know, see the same student on campus somewhere else, you know, 20 minutes later. So they realized they needed to improve their system. So now they do sign-ins at the door, and then they sort of prowl around the halls, you know, making sure that no one's trying to escape.
So that would explain the reference in your article to the jailbreak.
Yes. It's not exactly jail, but one class checker told me a story of signing someone in, and then he was in the hallway and he saw the player walking out with his coat, and the player looked at him and froze and then asked him, "Can you hold my jacket while I go to the bathroom?"
I just love the idea of a 6'9" basketball player freezing at the sight of a little old man who's checking on him.
Well, they take it very seriously, so I might be scared too.
Yeah. Have you any evidence that the employment of senior citizens to monitor the behavior of student athletes is likely to catch on anywhere else?
Schools do spend quite a lot of money on these programs. I mean, some schools spend tens of thousands of dollars a year paying students to check on athletes. So I think it's an investment that schools take seriously. And if they find out that their students aren't being as responsible as they'd like, I think this is a solution that might catch on.
Hannah Karp's story, Making Sure Athletes Go to Class, appeared in Tuesday's Wall Street Journal. Hannah, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure.